In Pioneer Place, we first visit the Indigenous First Nations and Métis displays. Anthropology tells us the first peoples of North America traveled from Asia on a land bridge in prehistoric times, though oral histories tells of not such a far-off origin. Blackfoot elders tell that Napi brought the first peoples to life from the silts of the Old Man River. Folklore and science do agree that the Aboriginal cultures of the West occupied their lands for 500 generations before European contact. These first human occupants owe their survival and rich culture to the plains bison, that walking storehouse of the prairie, and emulated its roaming habits. When the herd crossed a river or moved to warmer climates or better grazing grounds, the tribe followed, establishing nomadic campsites that were returned to in successive years and over time. As the bison moved with the seasons, the hunters and their families moved with them, as sophisticated hunts were developed and survival depended on knowing the buffalo's whereabouts. Prairie life was harsh, the land endless, and the climate equally hard. Every skill was acquired by trial and error. Admiring the beast made the buffalo a vital part of culture, worship, and respect. Bison provided ready food sources, as other products served everyday life. The bladder became a water container, sinew made string, and bones created cutting tools and weapons, and so on. Buffalo hide was the most obvious of byproducts. The thick hide, after tanning, served as blankets, coats, robes, arrowproof shields, and a canvas for the teepee. And it was also the buffalo hide that introduced the Niitsitapi to others. Comprising the Pekani, Siksikawa, and Kainai, the Niitsitapi, also known as the Blackfoot Confederacy, were allied by common language and culture in a defensive association over territorial integrity in a region stretching from the North Saskatchewan River to the Yellowstone River, and in roaming hunting parties far beyond those limits. Such were the boundaries and locale of the Blackfoot, as the fur trade found them. But the Blackfoot were not alone on the prairie. Time, circumstance, travel, and hunting competition brought inevitable contact with the Yatsina, the Salish, the Pend'oreille, the Absaluka, the Lakota, Mandan, Sotina, Nakota, Tonaxi, Nez Perce, and Cree were met outside their traditional zones and here in the land of the Napi, the Old Man. Proximity to the mountains, foothills, and prairies also saw others making use of the abundant game for their own survival. Such contact invited trade. That brought another animal into their world, the horse, descendants of the wild Spanish breeds. Quick adaptations of the mounts into plains culture brought great advances in hunting and transportation, but territorial encroachments also brought conflict, as the warrior tradition became a part of tribal hierarchy. With radical change, others found this land. Could the Niitsitapi know that those from across an ocean would approach their world? Could they know the events of another continent and simple fashion could alter their future? A generation after fur traders came to the prairies, an altogether new culture, the Métis, the mixed-blood children of Native and European heritage, appeared as workers in the fur trade and as hunters and settlers themselves. By the end of the 20th century, well-worn trails of the travois sleds were crossed by wagon ruts, railroads, and gravel and pavement. After 5,000 years, Aboriginal life was radically altered, land surrendered, and government reserves established. A century of hardship and low morale ensued. However, the Niitsitapi have maintained their spirituality, their language, and cultural pride, and are a vibrant force and a growing part of Canadian life today.